One of my favorite stories, or sets of stories, I guess, from the Youngstown interviews was with John de Blasio. And I tried so hard to shoehorn this into the story, but I couldn't find a place for it, so I'll tell you about it now. Don is a professor with the Department of History at Youngstown State University, and we showed up to the Labor Museum, I think on a day that it wasn't open, but I sent an email and she was there within, you know, she marched across the street and let us in and took us on a tour. She has a bit of a personal connection to the museum, which is a labor museum, but focuses largely on steel because that's what Youngstown did for so long. Donna's grandmother worked in the steel mills back when one of the only jobs for women was being what was called a tin flipper. The tin that was used for cans had to be inspected to ensure it was evenly coated. And women were given this job because supposedly they were more detail oriented. By the next generation, Donna's mother was a Rosie the Riveter at Trust Concrete Steel Company, and her job was to inspect the welds on steels that went out. Donna used to ask her mom, well, I mean, now that she's grown up and that this is her area of interest, she asked her mom whether or not she liked the job, and her mom says, "I love the job. We had tons of fun. We used to sneak flasks into work, sneak sips, disguise our breath by eating oranges." So, good times at TrustCon. Donna was also, it was so funny because the museum I thought was amazing. There are all these rooms that are set up to look like working mill rooms or lived in rooms in the houses of steel workers as they would have been in the 20s and 30s. And Donna was apologetic that it was so 90s that they didn't have any digital exhibitions or any interactive features or anything like that, but it's still very cool, and she said that's something that they're getting into now, including they've done a ton of interviews with former steel workers, and they have those audio files in the museum right now, and they're working to put them online over the coming months. And I think as part of that too, she was mentioning that the museum focuses a lot on men because that's mostly who worked there, but that they're kind of bumping up or trying to work harder to dig into what it was like to be a woman working in the mills, what it was like to be a minority working in the mills, because that's not hugely reflected there right now, even though both of those groups were part of the workforce in Youngstown. Another really awesome thing in Youngstown, and I did write about this in the print version of the story, but I could talk about it forever. The Blackburn Platts, the apartment buildings, the concrete apartment buildings, were amazing. John wanted to hang out in the Cary furnaces in Pittsburgh all day long. I wanted to hang out in the Blackburn Platts apartment buildings all day long. They were amazing. They're just so neat to see these early apartment buildings with the molded concrete and to listen to how the sound bounces through that neighborhood. So funny because, I mean, it's just everything is concrete boxes. The rooms are all concrete boxes, and then each of the units is like a giant concrete box, and then they're across from another one. And the dumpy ones that haven't been cleaned up yet are really dumpy, but then you look in the ones that have been renovated, and they're beautiful. I mean, the wood floors and the brass fixtures and the cast iron tubs, they were pretty high quality. I mean, Tim with the Iron Soup Historical Preservation Society told us, you know, it was this, at the time they were built from 1917 through 1920, there were rich people in town who didn't have running water and electricity and heat the way that the Platts did. So it was a huge deal for steel workers who maybe had just immigrated to the country and didn't really know what they were going to do to land here and get a job at the mill and have this home with electricity when some of them had never even seen a working light bulb in real life.